You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio. Now, back to Barely Legal with Robin Earle and David Spada on TalkZone.com.
Okay, we're back, man. This studio is about as busy as the Dan Ryan in the morning here, man. We've got Alan Swern, Zern stopped in, Howard Penner. We got our guy over here, Everett Dean. And you and I, David. What the hell?
I got everybody talking, man. What's going on?
All right.
I'm hearing stuff through my earphones. I'm hearing you. I'm hearing Howard. I'm hearing Alan.
Anyway, we're going to focus in on Everett here for the next 10 minutes or so and chat a little bit about his career. You know, he's a youngin'. I don't know how, you know what, you could probably pass maybe as one of the ball boys or something because, yeah, what do you go, about a whopping about a buck 40?
Not even.
Not even?
He kind of looks like the Cubs, or actually the new Sox pitcher, that Sealy. They said he's basically
about
the smallest.
I'm talking the size of the ball.
Yeah, right.
But I'm 120.
Yeah, but he's decked out. He's got his white belt on, his nice little shoes with the white. I mean, he's got the 50s, 60s. Now, what kind of music do you call that?
I call it rockabilly. And what rockabilly was right before, like right around the Elvis, Johnny Cash, Jerry Lee Lewis area. It's when they took the blues and the country and they formed rock and roll, and it was more of the stripped down country style of music.
Mm-hmm. So a combo rock and hillbilly.
Right, exactly. That's
very,
it.
Very
My
good.
Wife gets pissed when I call country music hillbilly music.
I like country western. Come on. Anyway, I met Everett a couple 3 weeks ago at the Kai restaurant there in, that was off of North Avenue, I believe, in, where was that?
Glendale Heights.
Glendale Heights.
Yes, sir.
And a couple just walked in, Alan and his beautiful wife, Linda, invited me over there. We had a little bite to eat, watched your performance. Terrific. I love that kind of music, though, man. I could sit there and listen to that all night long. It's just Howard and David. It's just good Elvis, good 60s, good 50s music. Yep. I mean, he does it all.
We do originals, too, we throw in there.
I know.
Also,
yeah.
So exactly. You were in Glendale Heights
Gizmo
doing
records.
It.
Yes.
I thought that's Tony Spavone's territory. I'm surprised he didn't get you knocked out.
he's probably searching for me right now. But
because you don't step on Tony's shoes.
No, you don't.
So
especially
anyway,
if they're blue suede.
This weekend, you're appearing at Demito's Time in Villa Park. And
correct.
That's 335 East Kenilworth there in Villa Park. And anybody that's podcasting this, listening to this show, sitting bored at your cubicle at work, if you're in corporate America or whatever, and if you're in the area close to Villa Park, try to check out Everett and his band at Demito Time. You put on a hell of a show, man.
Thank you.
It's well worth just stopping in, having a beer, and
comes from the heart. It's kind of like you guys when you play football. Well, same with us.
That's right. It's your passion. Hey, I saw this. You know, he's out there performing on stage, right? And you do this like splits, and you go on your, you hit your knees, you go down, and I'm looking at this going, what the hell? He had to blow out both cartridges in that damn knees, man.
It's called preparation. We were talking about
preparation,
that earlier.
Preparation, yeah.
Talking about another one of your competitors, what about Vito Zatto?
The comedian. Actually, I've never caught his show, but I've heard so much good things about him. I heard he's a great entertainer, hilarious, and he plays at Kai's, I think.
Right,
believe it or not.
He performed at my wedding.
Did he?
We had a DJ, we had Vito. My wife was scared. She never met Vito before, and I told her, I got this guy. This Italian guy to do our wedding. She thought I was going to have Aldo of Italy, a guy playing the accordion, and she goes, no. No, I said, you got to see this guy. She goes, I am not having Aldo of Italy. I said, no, we're not having an accordion player. Watch him. And she fell in love because he does the thing, the 50s, 60s, 70s, mm-hmm. 80s, but he puts the costumes on, too, and does the whole show. Like,
cool.
He dresses up as Shania Twain.
Right.
He dresses up as
Michael Jackson.
No, that one I had to stop. We had the priest at the table, and he's grabbing his crotch. I said, Vito, stop.
Anyway, a big event coming up, right? August 15th. That's a Sunday, I believe.
That's correct.
Right, Everett? Uh-huh. You're going to be in Orland Park at the Comfort Inn and Conference Center.
Yes, sir.
And what's the address down? I see it, 8800 West 159th Street down in Orland Park on the south side down there. What I know about Orland Park, that's close to Silver Lakes Country Club.
World Music Theater, or whatever they call
it
now. Right,
yeah. That thing's changed so many times. You know, I grew up in Frankfort, Illinois, which is by Tinley Park. I moved to St. Louis 3 years ago. And that place, I come back and it's like changed three times since then, the name.
Let's go to Frankfort. Let's talk a little legal.
Okay.
I had to go to traffic court in Frankfort.
So did I.
I'm looking for this traffic court. I can't find it. I walk in. It's in a bar and grill.
Right. It's basketball court, right?
Basketball court. They got the basically the mezzanine where they have bands playing weekends.
Basketball court.
They have a bar set up with the Jägermeister machines. I'm looking. I'm going, what kind of – this reminds me of the Dukes of Hazzard, the Boar's Nest. And they have a traffic court. The only thing was the bar was closed during the court, but I said, can't Will County find another place to have traffic court than this bar? Don't they have, like, concerts every weekend?
At that place? Yeah, they do, actually. It's also called CD and Me, and during the week, it's a traffic court place. It's really odd. I had to go there. Well, you've been there. So.
I went in there, and the judge looks at me, and I have never been there before, and I say my name. He goes, hey, you're Mike Norris guy. I go, oh, here we go.
If you're listening live on the Barely Legal Show at TalkZone.com, you can call in 888-463-6748. I've just popped it up on my laptop here, Everett. And, man, Howard. I tell you, you guys are coming in good, man. David got his own webcam. I got mine right there. They come back on Howard and Everett there, man. You guys are looking good, man.
What do you guys think about sports in Chicago? Cubs, Bears, any thoughts? Bulls?
I'm a huge Bulls fan. Bears, yeah. Like I said, I moved to St. Louis, and it was funny because the first show I've ever done in St. Louis, when I moved out there, I yelled out, go Cubs. I thought I was going to be lynched.
What would make you yell, go Cubs in St. Louis? You're supposed to
I wanted to see the effects.
The effect.
Did you have a Cubs hat on at least?
No, I don't want to mess my hair.
Oh, wow. That's right.
He's
boy, you got good hair too, man.
Thanks.
Man, that's why I'm wearing a hat, man. I used to have long blonde hair, right?
Yeah, you had the
big fro.
Anthony Giri fro going back in the day.
But yeah, I love sports, you know. So,
who was your favorite player
in basketball? Michael Jordan.
That's a cop out. Come on,
I'm serious. Come on, who's the greatest basketball player of all time?
Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan. MJ, baby. Storm and Norman Van Leer.
That was before my time, like I said.
Yeah. But anyway, okay, so we've got the big event on August 15th you're going to be at. And, of course, it says here, Remembering the King of Rock and Roll. I'm assuming you're going to do a lot of Elvis good
Well, the
stuff.
Whole show is a tribute. See, Elvis influenced me big time. Okay. And his death is August 16th, so we're doing commemoration
that's right.
of his death, which is going to be 35 years this year.
77.
Yeah, 1977.
He died.
I'm sorry, 33 years.
33,
this year.
Right.
I'm getting old.
No, what? He's not the king. Frank Sinatra's the king.
I disagree with you on that.
Come on. Frank Sinatra was a better singer, better entertainer. Elvis couldn't do anything. He sang a couple songs here. He couldn't act.
You know who makes the most money?
Hey, Howard, get to a microphone.
Do you know who makes the most money of people who died? Elvis Presley.
Oh, I'm sure he does. Yeah, absolutely.
He makes more money than Frank Sinatra.
I think number three is John Lennon.
Yeah, John Lennon. Michael Jackson will be up there pretty soon.
Yeah, because he owns all the Beatles records and rights. He bought all that.
Actually, no, he sold it back to Paul McCartney. Yeah.
Paul McCartney bought it all back, I mean, that's such a crazy industry, isn't it?
It is.
Crazy.
But you got to admit, Sinatra's a better actor. More people listen to his music because he could span from 15 to 80, whereas Elvis kind of seems like he's got the people 16 over. Remember him performing. The young people, I don't think, are big Elvis fans. There's very few. I know my wife's cousin is, but...
Gotcha. Okay. Hey, let's get right to our next guest. He's got a little bit of a time constraint. So, let's welcome aboard here former cornerback, former All-Pro for the New England Patriots, Raymond Claiborne. How you doing, Raymond?
Doing fine. Just fine.
Well, I don't know if you remember me, but I remember you. We played the All-Star East-West game together. We played in the Hula Bowl, Japan Bowl, whatever bowl. You remember those games?
Of course, Robin. You know I remember you coming out of University of Washington.
Yeah, I was a Husky, man. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We played y'all up there, too, a couple of times.
Yeah, we did.
Came down or whatever, and Austin, and we went up to Seattle, right?
Yeah, we played. We were sophomores down at your place in Texas, and then you guys came up with Earl Campbell and the group our junior years. And I tell you what, I always say that the expression when Earl ripped off about that 80 yarder with us. I think it was at your house, but man, I could just feel the wind go. Quite the player. How are you doing, man? What are you up to these days?
I'm hanging in there, not doing too much down here. Retired down in suburb of Houston, Katy.
Katy, sure, sure.
Yeah.
Very familiar with it.
Yeah, that's where I am, Robin.
Yeah, I got some friends and business associates in the Texas and the Houston area there, so I am familiar with that. But you say you're retired, man. Hey, you're the same age I am, 55. How can you be retired?
Well, Robin, a lot of circumstances. You know, I got bad back pains and headaches and several other ailments that, you know, bother me. So I had to shut it down, buddy.
Oh, wow. Hey, I mean, physically, though, I mean, are you able to, you know, at least get a light workout in anymore? Or are you, I mean, how are you doing physically?
Not much of anything I'm doing right now. Just, you know, some mornings I can't even get up out of bed. My back just goes out on me. I don't know what do they call it? They say sciatic nerve.
Sciatic nerve, sure,
yeah,
sure.
I got to have help from my kids getting moving around.
Wow. I see you logged in 15 years.
Yeah. Yes, I did.
Wow. Most of those, of course, the New England Patriots from 77 to 89 was your biggest, you know, time. And, of course, you spent your last couple seasons with the Cleveland Browns. So.
Right, right. 13 with the Patriots and my last two with the Cleveland Browns.
Wow. I tell you, that is a long time. Long time.
Raymond, you were in the big game here in Chicago. We still refer to the big game, the Super Bowl in 86, January 26, 1986, when the Bears beat the Patriots. What do you remember about that game?
the Chicago Bears. just getting blitzed and getting beat to death in that game. You know, it was a real bad game for the Patriots.
Yeah, I tell you that, they still the number one team in the hearts of the Chicago Bears here, the 85 Bears. I'm still waiting for us to win another Super Bowl.
Patriots won about 5 cents then.
Yeah, right.
Six
exactly.
Or seven, and
exactly.
And we sniffed one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, they've been to several and, they're fortunate to win a few of them. So, they've done very well up there.
Now, how many Super Bowls did you play in? Three?
One.
Oh, good. Okay, just one. Okay, because I thought maybe you were in that one that was against Green Bay, but that was a bit later on.
Yeah. It was later on. No,
yeah.
I was fortunate enough to be in one and unfortunate enough to be on the losing side.
Yeah.
Well, Raymond, they have a big announcement today that Brett Favre says he'll play if healthy. What do you think about this Favre saga?
Well, I tell you what, they seem to want him, and they seem to know a little bit more about it than we do. So if they want him and if he wants to play and he's healthy, so be it.
But they have to piss off teammates, though, that he is above the team. He could skip all the workouts, skip preseason, and just play in the first game while you guys are busting your butt in training camp.
Well, yeah, you can look at it like that again. And then as he got older, you missed a lot of training camp. You know, like I said, I played 15 years in the league, and for the last four or five, you know, I kind of knew how to pace myself in training camp. So I don't see that as being a big problem as long as he's able to produce when the regular season starts.
When called upon, but let's go back a little bit. You and I are the same age, came in the league the same year. I'll tell you this, man. We had the Hall of Fame game my rookie year. The Bears played the Jets.
Right.
That was the year that Gale Sayers was inducted.
Right.
We went through 9 weeks of two-a-days. 9 weeks. My rookie year, making $200 a week, and I thought it would never end. Today's players practice once a day. It's a frickin' circus. It's a country club. They'd only put pads on maybe twice to three times a week during training camp. And, of course, they train all year. But, I mean, these guys got it made.
Well, I tell you what, that's the game these days that, you know, I look at them on television down here with the Texans, the Houston Texans. They practice in the bubble and air condition.
Yeah.
And, yeah. You know, we had to practice in all the elements up in New England. We never even had one up there, even when it was 10 degrees below zero.
Right, right.
And on AstroTurf. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Raymond, I'm going to ask you the question. I ask all the guys who played in the same time as you and Robin, who was a better running back, Peyton or Campbell?
Well, yeah, different style. Walter, of course, you know, they called him Sweetness, and they called him that for a reason. He ran the ball around the edges up the middle with power, but as he tend to lead people in the shadows, you know, he did the high stepping like he was very sweet. So that's Sweetness.
Sweetness.
And then Earl Campbell, with all the power and the force of just running over people, everybody, that picture stands out in everybody's mind when the Oilers were playing the Rams, when he ran over Isaiah Thomas. Is that his name? Isaiah Robinson.
Yeah, Isaiah Robinson, yeah.
I get sometimes, my mind goes bad on me sometimes. But he just ran, you know, smack over that guy. But, hey, you know, two different type runners, both very, very capable, both in the Hall of Fame. And, hey, what can you say? What more can you say?
Hey, Raymond, when I draw a blank, we got excuses now. See, we're 55. I can call it a senior moment. But then all I say is I got hit in the head a few times. What the hell? Come on.
I talked to Jack Pardee yesterday. He's going to a concussion symposium today. Basically, they're analyzing what happened with getting hit in the head so many times. Do you think that this has affected a lot of players back in the day, even today's players?
Sure. What do you think, Raymond?
Yeah, it's definitely a problem, and one that they're trying to figure out now. Like I said myself, right now, I have a headache right now and don't know why I have a headache. So, you know, it's have problems.
It's probably talking to me. My wife says it every morning when she wakes up.
I have a headache. I'm with these three guys.
Hey, we got Howard Penner wants to ask you a question here.
Yes, sir.
How you doing? I was at that Super Bowl when the Bears won the Super Bowl.
Yes, sir.
It was a great game. If you're a Bear fan.
Not, if
you're Howard, no. Coward, ask him a question.
Not, okay.
Come on, he knows that.
I saw.
I don't want a monologue on great in 86, though.
I saw a very depressing program on television about Earl Campbell today. He's in a wheelchair. He can't walk at all. It's very, very depressing. I saw that. It was on the a program on sports. They showed what Earl Campbell looks like today.
Yeah.
He's in a wheelchair. He can't even walk.
I'm going to have to get on off the phone. I got some kids I got to deal with.
All right.
But, hey, y'all, give me a call some other time.
Hey, Raymond. Appreciate it, buddy. Okay.
Right.
Nice talking to you.
All right. Raymond Claiborne, former All-Pro safety corner.
I'll tell you what. When you mentioned Earl Campbell, watching him today, when we did that interview last year, that was the toughest interview Rob and I ever had to do, because you'd be talking to Earl. He didn't remember who his teammates were back in those days. All he remembered was Bum Phillips and Walter Payton. He didn't remember anything, and he couldn't even get out his website. It was bad.
Yeah, exactly. But, hey, I tell you what, we're just going to keep on rolling here till the end of the show, and I've got a couple things that I've got to talk about here just a second, just to thank our great host, Dave Bender. That threw a wonderful party Saturday for the Air One Wireless. He owns 16 Sprint stores. Air One Wireless is the name of his company. And we were down there, and boy, I tell you what, they cooked a pig, a roast, a lamb, lots of beer, lots of goodies, the kids' swimming pool. I mean,
why should invite me?
Well, I think you had to work that night.
I did.
They cooked a pig. What, Albert Hainsworth?
Yeah. Well, boy, I tell you, I didn't want to really get in too much, you know, with Marv on the phone with about this Hainsworth, but he's a piece of crap. He's a frickin' piece of crap. This Albert Hainsworth signs a $110 million contract and can't frickin' show up in shape. Ship his ass off and don't pay him.
I agree he's a piece of crap, but Favre's a piece of crap, too. He doesn't want to practice or work out with his teammates. He wants to come report the Friday before the first game and play.
I know, but he's still regarded as the greatest quarterback ever play in the National Football League.
It's a team game.
It's a team sport.
Did Walter ever do that and say, I'm not coming?
No way. You know, Favre is going to show up as the savior. He's going to ride in on his white horse. You know what? It's not going to change my opinion. I love the way the guy performs on the field. But behind the scenes, I guess a lot of people don't like him.
What is there to like about the guy? He doesn't win the big game. He won one Super Bowl in 20-some years. It's all about me. Someone said it a couple weeks ago that what is Favre going to do after he retires? He can't be a broadcaster because he doesn't talk that well.
No.
He's not a good spokesperson. He's got nothing else to do.
He's a
hillbilly from the South.
If he plays this year, he's going to make close to $20 million. That's lifetime, eight generations money.
Maybe he's going to be the water boy for the Bears.
You can apply for
that. The water boy for the Bears is going to be the president next year, I think.
Robin, well, we got George McCaskey now as a freaking CEO.
Wasn't he the water boy back in the day?
He was the water boy.
Nah, he was a ticket manager. An angry
Robin,
ticket manager.
Robin, if Brett Favre makes $20 million, how much did you make in your career for the Bears?
Are you kidding me? I'll add it up. $30,000 signing bonus, $36,005 my first year, and a $10,000 incentive bonus. Next year, $40,000. Next year, $50,000. Are we adding this up? Next year was $65,000. Then it went to $85,000. And by the time my seventh year, it was $126,500. Whatever that adds up to.
Okay.
It wasn't even $500,000.
Wait, $126,000 back in what, 1982, 83?
82, 83, yeah.
Okay. Wouldn't you be happy to be making that now?
Yeah.
I'm saying, you guys are complaining, you former players.
Yeah, it's okay.
$125,000. 90%, well, 95% of America doesn't make $125,000.
That's not the beef, though. Here's the beefcake. The beefcake is this, is that these players are making hundreds of millions, okay, and there's no added benefit pension because these guys are making all the money and they get 10 times more money in their pension. But this collective bargain agreement, it's coming up here. There's going to be a shutdown, boys and girls.
There will be a
shutdown. There's going to be a shutdown because the owners are going to do the lockouts. Not the players. The players are fairly happy.
Well, do you think they're going to give the former players increased pensions? Are they going to be giving you $100,000 pensions now?
No, not $100,000, but what? Here's the plan, though. We were
talking with Abilene about Moorhead.
We were talking to Abilene and Moorhead and so forth, and I saw him again on last
week. He's an angry man.
He is an angry man. And according to the plan is that anybody who played prior to 1990, because that was before free agency and blah, 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 which that's my classification, is going to probably see an increase of anywhere from $2,000 to $2,500 a month on their pension benefits when they decide to collect.
Okay, so $2,000, $2,500 to collect a month or an extra $2,000?
An extra $2,500.
Because back in the day, you would get, what, $250 for every year you put in the league?
It was $200. Now it's $250.
So instead of getting, say, if you played 7 years, instead of getting $1,500, you'll get basically
$3,500. That's at age 55. I haven't collected yet. I've already passed that. So at age 35, I'm due something like $3,500 a month. So add another two or so, it might total a nice little sum of money. At least it's better because all we're getting right, you know, the guys that collect at age 45, you're allowed to collect. They don't even get a frickin' car payment out of it.
But isn't the object to get a job after football? You play to your 30, 35,
sure
get another job.
Yeah,
and a lot of these guys want to retire after playing 13 years in the league here and basically don't have anything else they can do. But again, they've got to get them. You sold insurance for 25 years.
Yep.
Now you had the phones. You've got the prescription RX. Now, you're actually working hard trying to make money. A lot of these players here are trying to collect disability. There was a former player who was on the Super Bowl.
We should have brought that up with Claiborne. I'm sure he's on disability benefits.
We sat at that table, and one of the players there is trying to get disability workers' comp from California because the statute there is 15 years, so he could get $200,000 to $300,000 in workers' comp payments every year from workers' comp, and this guy is worth millions.
You know what?
And you know who it is.
Oh, of course I do. He could stand up, he could walk, he could play golf, and he could drink a beer. Now, what disability is that? Come on!
And the other guy who wants to be in the Hall of Fame is doing the same thing.
Well, of course. What do they need these big paychecks? You know, I mean, you know me, Dave. You've known me the last 7, 8 years. You've represented me. I mean, I go out and I work. Howard Penner, how long have you known me?
Oh, about 25 years.
Now, do I have a work ethic or what?
He works hard.
I work my ass off because I'm a networker. That's what I do.
You don't have the Robin Earl Foundation to have a golf outing and move out the foundation for the year?
I thought I saw a Robin Earl statue in St. Louis.
Here, let's bring up another.
It was right by the arch by the river.
Let's bring up another former 85 player who has a golf outing coming up. And I mentioned that Robin and Bob wanted to play in his golf outing. He goes, yeah, I don't have any room. And he's got his foundation he lives
off. Does his name start with Big O?
Big O.
Big O. Big Otis. Well, Otis, that's okay. I love you. But you know what? Comes time where you just got to, you know, I mean, if I had an outing, I'd invite him. And, you know, and so we try to rub each other's back and so forth. I mean, Howard, you took me to an outing there with the energy guy, energy company. And
they had
Dent, Hampton. And Otis.
Otis, and they didn't do anything. Well, Otis was nice. He played.
Otis showed
Richard
up.
Richard Dent never left.
Dent never showed up.
No, Dent came and he left, and Hampton
kind of flew the coop.
And Hampton comes for 5 minutes and he has to go.
And didn't they get paid like $2,500
$2,500
to appear at a golf outing? Are you kidding me? Come on. Well, I guess they're 85 Bears. You know, I love my 85 Bears.
Look
they're
at Jim
fine.
Morrissey, a great guy.
I played with all those guys, and Jim Morrissey is a hard-working guy, been in the insurance business a long time. And he never says anything. You know, he doesn't complain. He doesn't bitch. He's not trying to get workers' comp.
No. And he can make money off that 85 Bears thing all day if he wants, making appearances. Maybe he could get $1,000 appearance, not $2,500, but still.
Yeah.
$1,000 appearance, one a day, 250 working days a year. That's a big chunk. $250,000.
The way I look at it is this. You know what? You be a good person. Just be a good person. Work hard. Take care of your family. Okay, that's rule number one, because eventually they're going to have to come back and take care of you, because it's just that's the way life is. You know, I'm going to be going back to Seattle in a couple of weeks and see my folks, and they're in their mid-80s. You know, get around as well. How much time I have with them, I don't know.
You start off getting your diaper changed, and you end up getting your diaper changed.
That's right, Everett.
I have a trivia question. Who scored the first touchdown in the Seattle Superdome?
No, it wasn't the Superdome. It was the
Kingdom.
The Kingdom.
Who scored the first touchdown in the dome in Seattle?
Yep, that's right.
Anybody gets a free dinner with Robin Earl. If anybody gets that.
Yeah. Sonny Sixkiller?
No.
He threw the first touchdown pass in history.
The first guy to ever score a touchdown in the dome.
No, actually,
Ken Conley.
No, actually, the game, the Kingdom. When was
Kingdom,
it built?
The Kingdom.
Yeah, but the Kingdom was built in 76.
76. I'd like to know if anybody knows who scored the first touchdown in the dome.
Do you know who it is?
I know who it is.
Rushing touchdown. I'll Rushing
give you a
touchdown.
Hint.
He's just asking because never mind.
You should know this.
Yeah, sure.
Looked on the website. It said Sonny Sixkiller threw the first touchdown.
Yeah, well, that's a pass, but who rushed for one, though?
Who rushed the first touchdown?
That would have been the next spring game.
Bob Avellini.
Oh, jeez. We're talking Huskies.
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 Oh, I don't
Huskies.
know. Huskies. Oh, Robin Earl?
He won 99.
Robin Earl.
There you go.
Robin probably told you that trivia question.
We just got a few minutes here to wrap up. 2 minutes. Everett, thanks for coming on board with us today.
It's truly a pleasure.
I still want to mention that you're going to be at the Mito Time in Vernon Hill, or
Villa Park.
Villa Park, excuse me. This Friday and Saturday.
This Friday only.
Uh-huh. I'm going to be at the Bears family night. We didn't even talk about Bears
when
training camp.
When is family night?
This Friday. You know, I'm just going to take the train down. I got to work for the kids on the field.
Cool.
And then you're going to have the big event on the 15th of August here.
That's a dinner show. Hypnos.
Okay, only $40. Yeah. Dinner show. Beautiful,
and,
man.
Dinner and show. Yes.
Great place to bring a date or maybe
it's
your
like
wife.
It's going
to
be like a Vegas-style show.
Cool.
Yeah, you could bring your date or bring your wife at your choice.
Well, as Coach Ditko always said, we'd have an event, bring your wife or girlfriend or both if you wish.
Right.
you know, that works. And, of course, I want to thank our guests today. Obviously, we had Coach Marv Levy. What a great interview. Chris Haynes, Raymond Claiborne. Howard Penner, thanks for stopping in studio.
My pleasure.
Absolutely. I want to thank again Dave Bender and Air One Wireless for what he does for our team.
Maybe we'll become a sponsor.
Well, maybe. And ProVision RX, get your discount prescription drug card. It works. Just go to my website, robinearl.provisionrx.com. You got it. See you next week. This is the Barely Legal Show.